8:07 on Connect FM, Tri-County Insider News this hour was sponsored by Community County Services, supporting strong families by offering family-based mental health and family preservation and reunification services. And you can learn more at communitycountyservices.com. Well, on this Friday morning, it's a quite a busy Friday morning heading into the weekend. We're heading into summer officially, and we have another edition of Around PA's 75th. That's when we have State Representative Mike Armanini visit us in the Connect FM studios to talk about what is going on around PA's 75th. And State Representative Armanini, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here today.
And it's great to have you here once again. We sure do appreciate you stopping in to update us. And of course, there's three main things that are focused on in the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania this morning. And they are the budget, right?
I would have to agree with you on that. It has been a very robust and interesting June in Harrisburg, as I've spent every week there so far.
Robust and is a good safe word, right?
Very, very, very safe word to use. And it's moving slowly but surely.
Okay.
There are many things still on the table that between the governor and the Republican-controlled Senate are not in agreement with, still discussing, you know, mainly one, the amount of the budget. We're almost at $52 billion with the governors. The Senate would like that a little bit more down to about $49.5 billion and so forth. Of course, without cutting the programs that we want to make sure we keep viable and working in Pennsylvania. So we'll see this week what happens. We head back on Monday and they have us in for seven straight days. So I'm looking forward to spending my weekend on the floor in Harrisburg. And I think the main thing that, of course, is still in discussion are the skills games. That is a proponent to the governor's tax plan. And a lot of things, they keep going back and forth with that. Mm-hmm. What I look in that, I just want to make sure that my clubs and organizations are not included. That is my, that is how you get a yes vote out of Mike Armanini on the budget, to make sure they are excluded, because we all know the good that these organizations and clubs do for the community, and I don't want to lose that, especially in rural Pennsylvania. We've been getting hit kind of hard here in rural PA lately, and we need to reverse that trend, and we're doing our best with that, and we'll continue to do that. But I think that's a component. Of course, we have the recreational cannabis that is still floating out there. That doesn't look like that's something that I don't, and many of my Republican allies do not want that to be part of Pennsylvania's tax base. So we'll see how that goes, this week and so forth. Other than that, it's just down to, where can we efficiently, keep the spending, and where can we maybe, lessen it a little bit, because we have a lot of people, agencies, looking for increases and so forth. And the thing that we have to remember is that this is all coming out of our taxes.
Yes.
And it's hard to increase when, unfortunately, the state of Pennsylvania has done not the best job with attracting industry and growing industry that's been in the Commonwealth.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, my friends on the other side of the aisle realize we have a energy issue in Pennsylvania. Mm. Well, we've had an energy issue since Governor Wolf has been trying to put Pennsylvania into REGI. Mm-hmm. That's 8 years ago, and tack on Governor Shapiro's last 2 years of kind of just staying neutral but not doing anything. That has not helped us grow for the tremendous amount of electric that's going to be needed. You know, we've last week I was talking with two energy companies and union officials for workers who run these facilities like Homer City and so forth, Conemaugh Coal and so forth. And we were very fortunate in 2023, we almost had two severe brownouts in Pennsylvania. Yeah. But we were blessed with our coal energy facilities who kept us from not, you know, hitting that. So, you know, everyone's hearing the talk of the mass data centers. I was in Clearfield yesterday with a group who are trying to propose possibly one in the area. And those data centers are amazing. They use a ton of electric to operate. And when you start listening to them, how they operate, let's just say if, you know, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has all their data stored in one area, well, that data has to keep jumping from area to area to area to keep it secure and moving. And like they said, you can't have all your centers in, say, quote, the state of Pennsylvania, because if a power outage would happen in PA, that would down everything. Gone, yeah. So that has to be jumping from, say, maybe Ohio or some other location. Very, very interesting, but a huge opportunity because, you know, your Amazons, your Microsofts and so forth, they have the money to bring it. You just need to have the energy to support it.
Right.
And we've been fighting that, and we're very behind on that. Ohio has 12 new gas-fired energy plants that will generate over 9,700 megawatts. We have nothing, zero in plan except for the rebirth of the Homer City to natural gas, which will be quite huge. But you know, these are things all the way down the road. So these are things and components that affect what Pennsylvania can do with tax revenue, because even if we have these coming on board, you're not going to see the immediate fluctuation of taxes into the system. So it's interesting times, because where do we take it from? Because we've just let that area die so bad in Pennsylvania that it's really now showing its face, and it's the mistake.
Yeah.
And so we're moving forward with that.
Good. And any student of history will tell you and understands that energy and energy production is one of the main drivers of the economy, whether you're talking about the federal economy, whether you're talking about the states or even locally. So
exactly,
there's things you have to pay attention
exactly. to. Exactly. And when you sit and you look and listen to what Pennsylvania could actually do with our natural gas, we're not even hitting the surface. It's a shame. A shame that previous administrations and other political thinking have killed that industry in Pennsylvania. But we're doing our best to bring it back, because we need it.
Yeah, need to revive it, then no doubt about that. And, of course, we're talking about all of these budget issues because for those who may not understand, June 30th is the deadline for a state budget to be enacted. So there is an alternative, which you may or may not want to go there, but you could have a temporary budget in place for a few months. It's kind of like kicking the can down the road a little bit, but that's always a possibility, right?
Yes, that is a possibility. And of course, still with the federal budget in process, we do not know exactly the amount from the federal government that will be coming into the Commonwealth. So you have to be cautious, to whereas you don't want to commit to something that possibly could be changed. So it'll be interesting if we do end up with a temporary, just to keep everything going, so no services or, you know, agencies close and we keep Pennsylvania running, and then say we come back in the fall or when the federal budget is complete and we know exactly what's coming in to the Commonwealth, then we can go from there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how the chess match goes this week.
Well, we wish you well. State Representative Armanini, as you fight those battles for the 75th District and your constituents here. So thank you for that update. Before we lose all our time here, I wanted to talk about, today's the first day of summer.
It is.
And all kinds of summer events. There's some taking place this week, and we're going to be heading into the fairs and festival season. We're into the Little League All-Star playoffs. So what's ahead for you other than spending your time debating the budget?
Well, you know, of course, this weekend we have Kernsville Days going on. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the parade there on Saturday. And the Clearfield Fair is right around the corner. Yeah. So looking forward to that as always. And then we'll go up to Elk County. I believe the Ridgeway Fireman's Celebration is the last week in July, or maybe the first week. Because I believe the parade is August 3rd. So I'm thinking it's the last week in July. And that's always a good time, too. So there's a lot of things happening. This is the nice part of where I get to get out, and it's nice to see everyone. And I'm very happy I was asked to be at the upcoming Senator McCormick's Energy Summit in Pittsburgh on July 15th. So I'm very, you know, honored and pleased to be included in that. So I'm looking forward to that energy summit with Senator McCormick. He's been doing great things. He truly is taking care of all of Pennsylvania. I've heard more from him since he's been in office than I've had for the last 5 years with our previous senator. So our voice is being heard, and also with Senator Fetterman. You know, they're both in contact. It amazes me sometimes when an email goes out or a phone call, it's answered. So, you know, of course, it's nice to have that. And I mean, GT Thompson, he's always here with us. He's a phone call away. So we're really lucky, I think, in Washington to have some excellent representation for us, and we'll keep moving forward. And you know, it's a busy summer, and it's going quickly. Here we have the 4th of July,
just around the corner.
Around the corner, and hopefully we will start seeing sunshine instead of rain, and we can, you know,
we're going to see a good deal of sunshine here in the next few days.
Yes,
it's going to get downright hot.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, good. And as we close things out here today, Representative Armanini, I think sometimes people may get a little confused about what issues they should bring to your office or to your attention. Of course, you're always there willing to help when you can, but you are a state representative. And I thought it would be good, first of all, to remind our listeners where your offices are located, how they can get in touch with you, and what issues they should seek out your help on.
Okay, sure. Of course, the offices in Dubois are in the Sarvey Plaza. You cannot miss the signs once you get there. Mm-hmm. St. Mary's, we're attached with the Loco Chamber of Commerce building right downtown. And then Representative Kephart and I share an office in Clearfield, which is the old borough building. We did move locations in Clearfield recently. But you know what we're really there to help for is any state-related item. If you need a birth certificate, death certificate, you know, registration with your vehicles, you know, anything that you have to deal with that is a state concern. Okay. You know, can't really do anything if someone's having issues with, say, the water company, or you know,
a local issue,
federal issue, Social Security, and so forth.
Veterans
affairs. Mm-hmm. But you know, veterans, there are the veterans programs in PA.
Yeah.
So you know, I always like to see my veterans come in, regardless. Mm-hmm. Just that if we can't help them, we can definitely tell them. Put them in the right direction on where to go. So if you're not sure, my office staff is fantastic. You know, if it's not a state related item, we will definitely put you on the right track and on the right road to try and help you, you know, get the answers that you're looking for. So, you know, please take advantage of that. And, you know, we truly appreciate helping the people of the 75th District.
Super. State Representative Mike Garmanini, some great reminders for us and great updates. We always appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.